going to be talking, or we've been promoting this on our website, about the healing effects of pets, and we're going to go talk about that. Hi, Deborah. Welcome to the program.
Hi. Thank you, Mark.
Hey, where are you from, Deborah?
I'm in Santa Fe, New Mexico, and you're in beautiful Richmond, Virginia. You lucky guy.
You're in beautiful Santa Fe, babe. I know it's awesome out there. Do you get to the balloon stuff at Albuquerque and all that, to the big hot air balloon things?
You know, it's very, very crowded. We used to go when it was smaller, but
yeah.
Now it's so big.
Yeah,
but it's terrific.
It's a beautiful thing when you see that on the news. All right, Deborah, so tell me, I'm a pet person. That's one of the reasons why I agreed to do this. I've got three cats, a dog, a baby, and a wife. So I have to thank all
of them. I like the order you put those in.
Oh, thank you. What is it about pets that make it, you know, that make us better, make us feel better, even physically feel better?
Well, from my experience that I write in Let Buster Lead, I fell in love with this dog. I mean, he helped me discover I had post-traumatic stress disorder and then get well. I found this dog at the animal shelter. I wanted him to just keep my other dog company. I was way too busy to get attached to another dog.
Right.
And this one just crept into my heart. He was a border collie. He wanted a job, wanted a job, wanted a job. Anything I asked him to do, he would do for me. He would catch the practice golf ball. He would catch the frisbee. He would just come with me any place I wanted to go. When I was at the office during the day and I'd come home, he wouldn't be there. I'd get phone calls from neighbors saying, you know, he's at our house most of the day, and it's okay. We just want you to know where he is. I mean, you know, we love having him here.
Now, Buster was there. You were in a horrific accident, is that correct?
I was. I fell off my horse and broke 5 bones.
Wow.
And Buster lay on top of me and would not let the rescue workers near me.
Oh, wow.
Until they sent for somebody he knew. In the hospital, I was there for a week, every health practitioner said, you have suffered major trauma. None of them said, therefore, you might want to look into post-traumatic stress disorder symptoms.
Right.
Nobody says that.
Right.
I came home. I was in a hospital bed for a month in the kitchen. Buster would jump up on the bed, lie down on top of me to comfort me, never once touching a single broken bone.
Oh, wow. And what kind of dog is Buster?
Border collie.
Oh, wow. They're
big
beautiful.
One. He was about 60 pounds.
Yeah.
And, you know, my husband would come home and hug me and manage to touch every single one of them. You know?
That's interesting. You know, and something else, Deborah, that I've heard, and it seems to be with my child, that having a pet in the house kind of also helps the whole immunity situation. It makes you a stronger immune system. I don't know if that's a scientific fact, but I've noticed it in my house. I had asthma growing up, and I've kind of grown out of it, but I think a lot of that is being around the many pets that we have has kind of made my immune system stronger. Have you heard about that?
I haven't heard about that, but I can relate to that because Buster's enthusiasm to get out into life, to get out every day, made me want to get out into life and get out every day.
Right.
I mean, the disease I had was emotionally crippling. I wouldn't go outside. I hated to go anywhere. I was afraid to. And he got me going. I think the enthusiasm our pets have for life is contagious. I think they remind us that, you know, nothing can really get you down. What's so important, after all? And let's go.
How old is Buster, Deborah?
Well, Buster stayed alive until I got well, until I knew I was well. He was 14 and a half, and he waited until his job was done.
Oh, you know, and I apologize. I can't ask you more about the book stuff. I never got it. So,
sorry.
That's okay. That's happened another time here recently from another person. But, you know, I know it's kind of reminiscent of like Marley and Me and that type of stuff, that type of book. So I know that if folks are wanting to look for a good book about a companion dog and, you know, about a smart dog and a dog that really got you through something, you know, I know this is a great book. And what's the name of the book again?
It's called Let Buster Lead, and he became my official service dog.
Okay.
I was able to take him on airplanes and everything.
Oh, no way, really?
Yes.
How old was Buster when you got him?
He was a year and a half old.
And did you get him from the pound, Deborah?
Got him
right?
At the animal shelter.
That's a nice story. That's really nice. How did he immediately, this happened prior to your accident or after your accident?
Well, I got him, of course, at the animal shelter, and I'd had him for many years. And then when I fell off my horse, I had these 5 broken bones, and I became terrified of being touched a year later. The bones healed just fine, but the phobia lasted for years.
Oh, wow.
And it became what's known as post-traumatic stress disorder. It lasted so long. And so I got to the official disability stage where I could not function in my normal way. And he became my official service dog. By then he was 12.
Wow.
And he'd always wanted a job, and he was so cute. Now he had one. He had a uniform and everything.
Aww.
And he led me through airports. He led me through from my car to places where I had to have business meetings where they wouldn't ordinarily allow pets.
Right.
People were wonderful to us. Southwest Airlines was so cute. We'd get on the plane, and they would give him crackers and water, and the rest of us had to wait until we were airborne.
Oh, that's nice. Now, let me ask, so you saw a big difference. You picked up Buster at a year and a half old, approximately. Obviously, we never know, probably, but somewhere around that age. He was 12 when you had all this stuff kind of happen to you. What changed in Buster, you think, where he realized that, you know, mommy needs me, I guess, if it is the right thing, you know?
I don't know, because when we got him, he was very shy. Very sort of, you know, he hated having his tail touched. He would snap. I could tell he'd been abused by somebody.
Been abused, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah.
And I think just over time he learned to trust us. He made it very clear that, you know, he wouldn't be lied to. He wouldn't be toyed with. You had to tell him straight. When I take him to the vet, he'd tremble, and then I just say, you know, Buster, they're going to poke you today. It's going to be one or two little pokes, and it's going to be okay. Then he'd be fine. When I lie to him and say, no, Buster's not going to hurt, I could just see the terror on his face.
That's wild.
Not be lied to, this dog.
He sounds like an amazing dog. How long has he been away from you?
Well, he left my side in right before New Year's 2004, and it was literally about 10 days after I knew I was well. He was sick. He had cancer, and he couldn't go from the car to stores with me anymore. But I still kept him in the car because I wanted him to still have a job.
Yeah.
You know, there's a point there where, you know, I was keeping him alive, too, and purposeful. And when I was able to go through a big store like Kmart right before Christmas and be okay and not be afraid, I said to myself, gee, I must be getting well. I must be okay now. And he died 10 days later.
Oh.
Waited for me.
How you said this was this past New Year?
He was 14 and a half when he died.
Have
2004.
So 2004. Have you since have another dog, I hope? Or
well, we have two other dogs who are Buster's companion dogs.
Okay.
And they're wonderful dogs. They're not the person he was. You know,
you
know, when you go to school and you're a kid and you meet 4 kids on the playground and one of them you know is going to be your best friend for life.
Oh, yeah.
And the others are really nice kids.
Yeah.
This was how Buster was with me.
Oh,
he
that's
the
amazing.
Love of my life.
Where can we get the book, Deborah?
You can get Let Buster Lead at your favorite bookseller, online, or at my website, letbusterlead.com. And on the website also has symptoms of post-traumatic stress disorder. Traumas happen to all of us, the death of a child, anything, a divorce, a move, and also more information about service dogs and how they can be obtained and what people can do to find out how to maybe turn their pet into a service dog.
Well, you know something that's really, you're probably going to help a lot of people here, all these poor men and women coming back from Iraq who have seen just horrible things, who are dealing with this post-traumatic stuff from the war side of things, you know, maybe it's a good message. Maybe go out and get you a doggy and, you know, make it a companion for you and watch and see how pets really do, you know, heal you and make you a better person. Because I know, at least here in the Richmond area, Deborah, they take pets now into the nursing homes and stuff like that every so often, you know, and they'll let them go and let the residents there be a part of the pet and hold them and play with them. And so it really is a good thing. And I've been a pet lover my whole life. I've had dogs most of my whole life. So it's a good thing. And it sounds like a great story. I tell you what, I'm going to put you back on hold here real quick and let Chris get some information from you or give you some information because I really like a copy of that book.
Oh, thank you. I would love to give it to you. Let Buster Lead's a lot of fun.
It sounds like it. Well, Let Buster Lead, Deborah Potter, I appreciate it, and I hope you have a great afternoon, and tell everybody out there in Santa Fe we said hello.
Thank you so much.